Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
Sort of. It is an evolving thing, isn't it? It is joyously an evolving thing. When you remember your eternal nature and you begin to consciously get a sense of your never-endedness and you remember that you are here focused in this extraordinary time-space reality for the purpose of concluding your own personal preference, and you relax in the knowledge that Source energy is always aware of you and always flowing to you and through you. And you remember once again that you are eternal beings and that you never get it done. And you begin to relax into the sense that contrast helps you to define or decide, and that then once that vibration of your own decision or desire begins to emanate from you, that you begin to send the radio signal that summons everything that is necessary for the fulfillment of that. And you don't, in your humanness, get all caught up in trying to make it happen, but instead you understand that it is supposed to happen and that your real emphasis is upon allowing it to happen or letting it happen. Then life falls into the framework that you thought it would when you made the decision to come here to begin with. Of course, the underpinning beneath all of that that we've just offered is the absolute knowledge or memory of your perfection. You can't get into a place where you have decided that you are unworthy and also expect good things to come to you. And we're not here trying to zap you with a sense of worthiness and rid you of unworthiness as much as we are wanting you, as we appeal to your logic, to stand back and look at the enormity of the well-being that surrounds you. And as you begin to acknowledge how much well-being exists, you have to come to the conclusion that you are worthy beings. In other words, there is just so little evidence about absence of well-being in comparison with the evidence of well-being. We say that in part to prepare you for our more powerful words, that there is not a stream of anything other than well-being. Well-being is all that flows. And while you could be like some other humans who get fixated on something where you disallow the well-being for a while, for a short while or for a long while, that does not distract us from our knowledge that well-being is all that flows. And your worthiness has never been an issue to anyone but you. You are the only one who can pronounce yourself unworthy enough that you can pinch off the well-being that would be there if you weren't pinching off the well-being. Now, we know that sometimes you talk to each other and you have concocted the most fantastic reasons for disallowing well-being. It is extraordinary, the cleverness with which you pronounce yourself not worthy. But we are here to tell you that they are frivolous, meaningless statements and that they cannot go further than the lifetime in which you are living. In other words, you can pinch yourself off from well-being using any excuse you want, but in the moment you make your transition back into non-physical, that is all finished, because in the moment that you release your consciousness from your hard-earned statement of unworthiness, it disappears, and you reemerge into the perfection that is really you.